الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected brothers, elders and friends, inshallah, with the help and mercy of Allah, we will try to discuss a very important, pertinent topic that is of great relevance to the current day and age, and that is the signs of the day of Qiyamah. Undoubtedly, it is an irrefutable reality that as time is passing and the hour is approaching, the trials and tribulations of the Ummah are only intensifying and multiplying. And if one has to study the noble teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the prophecies of the paragon of Allah's creation, one will be amazed and astonished to see the extent of the detail he has gone into when describing the horrifying and terrifying conditions that will prevail before the day of Qiyamah. One will be more amazed to see the level of accuracy that is found in the prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hence, in this day and age, it is extremely important that we educate ourselves regarding the signs of the coming of the hour. And we equip ourselves with the knowledge concerning the various fitan, trials and tribulations that will befall the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is surely part of our deen. Studying the signs of Qiyamah is a branch of our deen. In a famous hadith that is titled as Hadith Jibreel, reported by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that once Jibreel alayhi salam had come to this world, and he came as a student, and he sat before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he posed certain questions. Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil iman. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me what is the reality of iman. And likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to him. Then, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil islam. Tell me what is the reality of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him a certain reply. He then asked, what is Ihsan? And then he asked, when will Qiyamah come? When will the hour arrive? At this question, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered by saying, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمْ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. That you and I, we are both equal in having absolutely no idea, no knowledge with regard to the date of the day of Qiyamah. The one who is being asked does not have any more knowledge than the one who is asking. But Jibreel alayhi salam never stopped it. Rather he asked, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. Okay, then at least tell me about the signs of the coming of the hour. At the end of this narration, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, Ya Umar, أَتَدْرِي مَنِ السَّائِلِ. Do you know who was this person? Who had a striking appearance? He asked these questions. Why did he come? So Umar radiallahu anhu replied in the negative. Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best who is this person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, Innahu Jibreel. That this person who came with this very bright, striking appearance, he was Jibreel alayhi salam. Why did he come? To pose these questions before me in this gathering. يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. To educate you and teach you about your deen. From here, ulama have derived that studying the signs of Qiyamah is part of our deen. A very great, eminent sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the name of Salama bin Nufail al-Sakuni radiallahu anhu reports, and the hadith appears in many authentic books of ahadith. He says, one day we had the honor of sitting in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَهُوَ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. Whilst divine revelation was being sent to him. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu could sense that divine wahi was being cast onto him. After a short while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his head. He looked at his companions and then he addressed them saying, إِنِّي لَسْتُ لَابِثًا فِيكُمْ. O my companions, I am not going to live here forever. وَلَسْتُمْ لَابِثِينَ بَعْدِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you will not remain after my demise for a long while. وَبَعْدَهُ مَوْتَانِ وَتَأْتُونِي أَفْنَادًا. O my companions, A time will come when my ummah will be divided into many groups. There will be major conflict, major friction and disunity within my ummah. And you will arrive on the day of Qiyamah before me in divided groups. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them, وَبَيْنَ يَدِي السَّاعَ مَوْتَانٌ شَدِيدٌ. Before the arrival of the day of Qiyamah, there will be mawtan shadid. Mawtan refers to a great increase in death rate, mass death. Commentators have written that this increase of the death rate will be due to the outbreak of plagues and pandemics and the spreading of diseases that will claim the lives of thousands of people of this ummah. And this will be closer to the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then says, after that, there will be sanawatu zalazil. My ummah will be afflicted by major tremors and earthquakes that will last for a number of years. This will be closer to the day of Qiyamah. So when we study the signs of Qiyamah, a number of books have been written on this topic. The general approach of most of the scholars who have written on the topic of the signs of Qiyamah, that they have categorized the minor signs of Qiyamah into two categories. Number one, those categories, those signs of Qiyamah that have already become manifest, which have been prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the demise of our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, likewise the conquest of Jerusalem that took place during the khilaf of Umar radiallahu anhu, the outbreak of plagues like Amawas and so on. The second category, those minor signs of Qiyamah that have not yet come to pass. And we will try to focus on those minor signs of Qiyamah tonight that have not yet become manifest before us, but have been revealed to our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has informed us of these minor signs of Qiyamah, and they have been discussed with great in-depth detail by the ulama of the past. And this will not be necessary according to the exact sequence, but most likely this will be the sequence of the events that will take place. The first minor sign that has been prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and has been discussed by the ulama of the past, and that is inhisarul furat an jabalin min dhahab, that a very historical river known as Nahrul Furat, the Euphrates River, will very soon dry up, beneath which there will be gold discovered, because of which people will fight and kill each other. Like many of us know that this river is the longest river in Asia, and it divides three huge countries, namely Turkey, Iraq and Syria. And for thousands of years, it has been written for thousands of years, this river was the main source of water for people living around or in that region. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has predicted a time to come, and the hadith appears in Sahih Bukhari, يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَحْسِرَ الْفُرَاتِ عَنْ جَبَلٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ, that soon a time will come when this river will dry up to unveil a mountain of gold. People will kill each other. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then warned his ummah very, very strictly that if any one of you has to live until that time and he observes the drying of this river and the discovery of gold, he should not make any attempt to take anything of this gold. If one has to do so, he will be risking his iman and risking his life. Recently, there have been numerous reports. Even people living in that region have also reported that since year 2006, there has been a significant drop in the water level. Allah alone knows best how long will it take and when will this prophecy materialize. This is one of the minor signs of Qiyamah. Another minor sign of Qiyamah that has been discussed in books of Ahadith, and that is the demolition of the Holy Kaaba. The destruction of the Holy Kaaba that will take place on the hands of a man who will come from the land of Habasha. Habasha is a term that is used to refer to countries, Abyssinia, Ethiopia and surrounding countries, neighboring countries. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith describes this person. He will have very thin shins. He will be very tiny. He will be the leader of his army. In one narration, he mentions to his sahaba, كَأَنِّي أَنْذُرُ إِلَيْهِ, Allah has opened it up before me, as if I can see him in front of me. And he's taking his axe. and striking the walls of the Holy Kaaba, demolishing the Holy Kaaba, destroying the Kaaba, brick by brick, stone by stone. From other ahadith, we understand that there will be several attempts made to demolish and destroy the Holy Kaaba. Every time they will fail miserably. However, the final attempt, unfortunately or very sadly, they will be successful in their mission. And they will come to the land of Makkah Mukarrama, and they will be successful in destroying and demolishing the Holy Kaaba. An amazing hadith appears in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discusses the Holy Kaaba. He mentions a number of incidents that will take place around the Kaaba in the Mataf section. The first, يُبَايَعُ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ وَالْمَقَامِ. Nabi alayhi salam says that bay'ah will be pledged on the hands of a very powerful, influential Khalifa of the Muslim Ummah, known as Imam Mahdi, in front of the Kaaba. Then Nabi alayhi salam says, وَلَيْ يَسْتَحِلَّ الْبَيْتَ إِلَّا أَهْلُهُ. No one will have the audacity and the courage to declare the violation of the sanctity of the Kaaba as something lawful and consider it to be something very trivial and insignificant except the people of the Kaaba. And when you will find people not paying any, giving any importance to the Holy Kaaba, and they will lose respect for the Holy Kaaba, then do not even ask me regarding the halak and the destruction that would come to the Arabs. And then Nabi alayhi salam says, an army will come from the land of Habasha, North Africa, and they will advance towards the Holy Kaaba, and they will demolish and destroy the Holy Kaaba, and then the Kaaba will not be rebuilt like it was in the past. This is one of the minor signs of the day of Qiyamah. Another minor sign of the day of Qiyamah that has been discussed in the books of Ahadith and reported by many narrators, and that is يُكَلِّمُ السِّبَاعُ الْإِنسِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted a time to come when you will find wild animals in the jungle. They will begin to speak to man. They will be able to communicate with humans. And even inanimate objects, non-living entities. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions few examples. عَذَبَةُ الصَّوْتِ. A man will hold a whoop in his hand, the tip of his whoop. Likewise, a man's shoelace will begin to communicate with him. And in this day and age, with the advancement of technology and the huge strides taken by modern day developers and scientists, one won't find any difficulty in understanding these prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and being able to apply it and understand it in its literal meaning. This is something which we have firm belief and faith in, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has prophesied it, and it will definitely take place before Qiyamah. Another minor sign of Qiyamah, which is considered to be the last of the minor signs, and this is the most important of all minor signs of the coming of the hour, and that is the arrival of a very powerful, influential, very just, upright Khalifa, who will then be elected as the Khalifa of the Muslim Ummah, who is commonly known as Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. An amazing narration comes in the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, reported on the authority of Umm Salama radiallahu anha, in which she narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has once mentioned, سَيَكُونُ اِخْتِلَافٌ عِنْدَ مَوْتِ خَلِيفَةٌ. There will be a certain Khalifa who will run the affairs of this Ummah. People will live with peace and harmony. And this Khalifa will then pass away. And his death will cause great friction and division within the Muslim Ummah, because they will not know of any suitable candidate for the post or the office of Khilafah. So they will differ amongst themselves, because they won't know any person who is competent enough to take this great daunting task and become the Khalifa of the Muslim Ummah. There will be a man who will live in Madinah Munawwarah. In other ahadith we understand his name will be Muhammad, his father's name will be Abdullah. And he will be the most suitable and appropriate person to be appointed as the Khalifa of the Muslim Ummah. However, he will fear being elected as the Khalifa. So he will then very discreetly leave Medina Munawwara and he will set out for Makkah Mukarrama. Upon arriving in Makkah Mukarrama, he will remain very low profile. He will be very, very humble. And exactly what he will fear will become a reality. He will be in the Haram, in the Mataf section. People will be in the mataf area of the haram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire such people that this person is the most appropriate person to take up this great task of khilafat. So they would come before him and they would insist and force him to give them bay'ah on his hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, فَيُبَايِعُونَهُ وَهُوَ لَهُ كَارِهُ. They will pledge allegiance on his hands, whilst he will be doing so unwillingly. He will be forced into that situation. After the bay'ah is complete, and the new khalifa has been appointed, the news will now travel throughout the world. And the enemies of the Muslim ummah will hear of the new appointed khalifa of the Muslim ummah. They will then gather a very huge army possessing great military strength. From the commentaries of hadith, one may understand that this army will also consist of Muslim soldiers. It will be an army prepared in the land of Sham. And they will be sent out to go and conquer the land of Hijaz and defeat and overpower and destroy the army of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. They will leave the land of Sham and they will arrive in the land of Hijaz. They will be camping in a certain piece of land known as Al-Bayda. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command this land to open up and destroy them all. When people will observe the destruction of this army, they will now be convinced that the new appointed Khalifa is definitely the promised Mahdi. He is the awaited Mahdi who has been prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further states, the Abdal of Sham and the Asaib of Iraq will now make their way to Makkah Mukarramah. This term Abdal is a term that is commonly discussed in books of Tasawwuf, and it refers to a group of spiritually high ranking individuals. There's a hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that there are 40 men who are referred to as the Abdal. They live in the land of Sham. Sham refers to Palestine, Syria, and part of Lebanon. And kullama mata rajulun minhum abdalahu Allah akhar. When any one of them has to pass away, Allah immediately replaces him with another. Certain amazing qualities of theirs have been mentioned. Yusqa bihim al-ghayth, that people will use them as a wasila, as a medium, which they will present to Allah in their supplications, begging, beseeching Allah for rain, and seeking Allah's divine supreme help against the enemy. Likewise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will move away his adab due to the presence of such abdal. Some have claimed that this narration has a missing link and therefore the chain is interrupted, but it's supported by many other chains and the statements of many senior muhaddithin, the likes of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, Imam Shafi rahimahullah, hence it is suitable for quotation. So here in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that the abdal of Sham will come to Makkah Mukarramah and they will then pledge allegiance on the hands of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Regarding the qualities of Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, a lot can be said. There is an entire book written on him by Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Haytami rahimahullah, titled as Al-Qawl al-Mukhtasar fi Alamat al-Mahdi al-Muntazar, which I will try to summarize in these few minutes. Firstly, his name will be Muhammad. His father's name, Abdullah. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that if there's only one day remaining of this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend the duration of that day until he will send a man whose name will concur or agree with my name. His name will correspond with my name, meaning his name will be Muhammad. Likewise, his father's name will be the same as my father, Abdullah. And he will fill the entire earth with justice after it has been filled with oppression and violence. Regarding Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu, he will be brown in complexion. He will be of average height. He will have a long nose with a very fine tip. He will have a stammer in his speech. At times he will become frustrated. He will find difficulty conveying his message. So he will take his right palm and strike his left thigh due to frustration in delivering his message. He will rule for a period of 7 years, and one hadith says 9 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the honor of performing salat in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa as an imam. And behind him will be Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The hadith mentions, hadith appears in Sunan Ibn Majah, that Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu will be on the musalla of the imam. Iqama will be called out. He will be about to commence with the Fajr Salah as an Imam. And then he will turn towards the congregation and he will see Nabi Isa a.s. had arrived. So he will step back and he will indicate to Nabi Isa a.s. that you come forward and you should lead the Salah as an Imam. But Nabi Isa a.s. will refuse and say, Kalla, this is the honor Allah has given the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I will perform Salah behind them. That you will be my Imam. Like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the Ummah great barakat. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, يُعْطِي الْمَالَ وَلَا يَعُدْهُ. He will spend generously and he will not count how much he's spending. So great barakat will come to the Muslim Ummah. Before we conclude, a very important message for you and I, that very often we hear of the coming of Imam Mahdi, the arrival of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the emergence of Dajjal. But how much of preparation we have made spiritually and mentally for these events that will take place? That are we prepared to sacrifice our luxuries, our comforts, and detach ourselves from all our worldly possessions? That if tomorrow the call is made, are we prepared to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For this, a great effort is needed on our iman, especially during these Mubarak nights, wherein we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and develop within ourselves the love for Allah, muhabbat for Allah, khashyat for Allah, how we can give priority to things of the akhirah over the things of this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah we will have 40 durood and salam. Before that we will just, for a few minutes, 1 or 2 minutes, we will just sing a few couplets from the qasidah of Imam Busiri rahimahullah. We can join in the chorus, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Page 125, 40, Salat al-Salawat.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم، اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم، صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات، الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات، الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات، الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات، الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
We make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we commence, ulama have explained that when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the muraqabah, what is the meditation that a person should make? Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi would explain that la ilaha illallah laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. This kalima la ilaha illallah, between it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier, no veil. When a person says la ilaha illallah, then this reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And like this, he would explain that as a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commits guna and sin, then the hadith sharif teaches us that a black dot appears on the heart. And la ilaha illallah can be thought to be as a vacuum cleaner. That as a person is saying la ilaha, which is called nafi, a person is negating everything besides Allah, then we should imagine that this la ilaha is a vacuum which we are placing upon our heart. And these black dots of guna, of sin, are being removed. The explanation is given, or the example is given, a person who has a carpet, a rug. And this rug, he vacuums it 100 times daily. We can imagine how clean that rug will be. The same way, if we take the name of Allah, we recite La ilaha illallah daily with this in mind, then how clean and pure a person's heart will become.
And then when a person says illallah, he's making ithbat, he's now putting Allah into his heart. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah, the qurb and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is now filling this into his heart. Now his heart begins to beat in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is when we say la ilaha illallah. And then when we take the name of Allah, then he would explain that just as a person has a tongue in his mouth, then together with this we should envision that a person has a tongue in the heart. And as the tongue of the mouth is saying Allah, Allah, the tongue in the heart is also saying Allah. And like that, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Abdam Barakatuhum always explains that when a person says Allah, we should picture that the things around us are saying Allah. The carpets are saying Allah, the fans are saying Allah, the walls are saying Allah, the birds in the sky are saying Allah, the fish in the sea are saying Allah, and everything around us is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this we make the zikr of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك، ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك، ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك، ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا حنان، يا منان، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O my most Rahim Allah, most Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah. O my Allah, we have gathered here tonight during this Mubarak night of the month of Ramadan. O my Allah, you gave us tawfiq to take your name, O my Allah. O my Allah, we make shukr for you for allowing us to come into your house, O my Allah. O my Allah, we were not deserving and worthy of being hosted in your house, O my Allah. Our tongues are not worthy of taking your name, O my Allah. O my Allah, while others are asleep and engaged in other activities, you chose and selected us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us into your house, O my Allah. O my Allah, you dearly want to give us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, this is a sign that you want to give us and forgive us, O my Allah. O my Allah, we have raised our hands up before you, O my Allah. After a long day, O my Allah, there are people who are tired, my Allah. There are people who have not slept the entire day, my Allah. O my Allah, but we have come with tamanna, with desire and hope in our hearts, O my Allah, that you will make our complete and total maghfirat, O my Allah. O my Allah, forgive us for our gunas and sins, O my Allah. The sins of the day, the sins of the night, O my Allah. Sins we committed knowingly and unknowingly, O my Allah. O my Allah, especially those sins that we did, Ya Allah, where we thought nobody was watching and nobody would come to know about them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we can hide from people around us, O my Allah. We can hide from our wives and children and our families and friends, O my Allah. O my Allah, we can't hide from you, O my Allah. O my Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai, my Allah. We have come to confess our weakness before you, O my Allah. We have come to confess our broken hearts before you, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah, we have come to your door to ask for your forgiveness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your words are true. The words of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are true. That in these nights you forgive so many and so many people, O my Allah. Your mercy
blessings raining down upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, pour and shower your mercy upon us, oh my Allah. Drench us in your rahmat and your mercy, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't let go of us, oh my Allah. Grab us and pull us towards you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, if you will leave us, what will happen to us, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, we won't be able to protect ourselves and our iman, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with this bounty of iman. Don't take it away from us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, strengthen our iman, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us firm upon iman, upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till our last moments, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, what beautiful teachings he has left behind for us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have abandoned every sunnah of his, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have caused pain to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we ask you to forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that ta'luk and connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that when we go to Madinah Munawwara and we walk down Babu Salam, stand before Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, oh my Allah, we can say, oh Nabi of Allah, we have tried our best. Oh my Allah, give us tawfiq to obey you and fulfill your commands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know how weak we are. Nafs and shaitan have got the better of us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, it has become so difficult to obey you, oh my Allah. To abstain from gunas and sins has become a difficult task, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, it becomes so easy to abuse our gaze, to abuse our tongues, to abuse our ears, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, to please you has become difficult, oh my Allah. To open Quran is difficult, to stand up in salah is difficult for us, oh my Allah. But oh my Allah, Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Oh my Allah, you make your obedience easy for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open the door so that we can obey you and fulfill every command of yours, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, teach us that which will please you, oh my Allah. Allow us to make those decisions that will keep you and your Habib happy, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't let us do things that will anger you and earn your wrath and displeasure, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, especially during these Mubarak nights, during the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, oh my Allah, give us tawfiq to exert ourselves in your ibadat and your ita'at, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the spiritual strength to stand up before you, to perform tahajjud salah in the dead of night, to raise our hands before you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, if you don't give us tawfiq, where will it come from, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, we are confessing our weakness before you, our laziness before you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Haleem Kareem Allah, the parent generally takes pity on the weakest child, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest of your slaves, oh my Allah. We have nothing to offer you, my Allah. Our actions are not worthy of being presented in your court, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we read salah and we spoil that salah, my Allah. We make tilawat and we don't make tilawat properly, my Allah. Every action of ours is full of riya and show, my Allah. But oh my Allah, you are Kareem, you are Shakur, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our broken efforts, oh my Allah. Accept our broken efforts, oh my Allah. Grant us the full reward of whatever we have done thus far, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, don't deprive us in your court, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't deprive us of your bounties and your favors, oh my Allah. We are too weak to undergo any tests and challenges in this world, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if you have to test us with shukr rather than sabr, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us favorable conditions, prosperity, ease, happiness, contentment, good health, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the emotions and the feelings that go through their hearts and minds, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them solace and comfort, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in any pareshani, any difficulty throughout the world, throughout the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, you ease their difficulties, oh my Allah. Change the conditions for them, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are of marriageable age, ya Allah, find them suitable spouses who will guide them and bring them closer to you, oh my Allah. Those who are looking for, those who cannot have children, oh my Allah, you give them pious, healthy, normal children who will become the coolness of their eyes, become khuddam of deen, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those homes where there are disputes, where there are broken hearts, where there are arguments and fights, you patch things up between family members, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not fulfilled the rights of others, give them tawfiq to fulfill the rights of those who have rights over them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be good children to our parents, oh my Allah. Teach us how to be good parents to our children, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be good neighbors, oh my Allah. How to be good musallis, oh my Allah. How to be good ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, so many of us have parents who have left this world. Oh may Allah, oh may Allah fill their qubur with noor. Oh may Allah make their complete maghfirat. Oh may Allah, oh may Allah make our a'mal and ibadat a source of coolness for them. Oh may Allah, ya Allah send your mercy and your rahmat upon them. Oh may Allah don't take them to task for their mistakes and errors. Oh may Allah, and those of us whose parents are still alive, keep them with afiyat. Oh may Allah, with sihat and salamat, in the best of health in your deen. Oh may Allah give them tawfiq to obey you and to earn your pleasure. Oh may Allah, oh may Allah protect our wives and our children. Oh may Allah keep our families united, ya Allah. Oh may Allah keep us united with deen as our objective. Oh may Allah protect and guide our children. Oh may Allah safeguard their iman, their aqaid and beliefs. Oh may Allah give them tawfiq to do that which will please you. Oh may Allah, oh may Allah don't test us with regard to our children. Oh may Allah, oh may Allah, those whose children have gone astray, perhaps they are addicted to drugs, they are addicted to the bottle, they have got involved in some illicit relationship, or they are involved in some gambling or some other vice. Oh my Allah, you pull them out of it. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, you give ease and comfort to the parents and the families. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, if you will pull us to you, no one can pull back. Oh my Allah, through your quality of jadd, pull us towards you. Oh my Allah, grab us by your forelocks and pull us to you. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, we are tired of a life of gurans. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, we are tired of leading this double life. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, you know what goes on behind closed doors. May Allah, ya Allah, you know the deepest and darkest secrets of our heart. Oh my Allah, you know the thoughts that cross our minds. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, in your kindness and compassion you have made satari of us. Oh my Allah, you have concealed us. Oh my Allah, oh may Allah don't expose our faults to people. May Allah give us tawfiq of rectifying our lives. Oh may Allah give us tawfiq of coming into your obedience. Oh may Allah, ya Allah, as we are seated here with our hands raised, we make sincere tawbah. Oh may Allah, all those gunas and sins that are eating us up. Oh may Allah, ya Allah, we promise never to go back to them. Oh may Allah, ya Allah, we ask for your, ya Allah, we ask your assistance and help. Oh may Allah, ya Allah, you come between us and our nafs and shaitan. Oh may Allah, ya Allah, if you will assist us, no one can pull us back. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, give us pure and clean lives. Oh my Allah, lives in your obedience, in your itaat. Oh my Allah, lives that are free from the temptations of nafs and shaitan. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, give us tawfiq to please you. Oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our maut comes, let it be in a condition that you are happy with us. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, not that we are breaking some command of yours. Oh my Allah, let us leave this world with iman, with kalima upon our tongues. Oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, let that day be the best day of our lives. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, make our journey through the qabr easy for us. Oh my Allah, don't question us in the qabr and on the day of qiyamah. Oh my Allah, give us hisaban yaseera. Oh my Allah, save us from adab of qabr. Oh my Allah, on the day of qiyamah raise us in the group of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allow us to drink from his holy kothar. Oh my Allah, give us entry into Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, if you decide our hidayat, our dunya will be made, our qabr will be made, our akhirat will be made. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, tonight we are asking you, we are pleading, ya Allah, we are begging you, make the decision of our hidayat. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, guide us towards you and that which will please you. Oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, there is so much that we have to ask of you. Oh my Allah, we don't know how to ask of you, we don't know what to ask of you. Ya Allah, answer the desires of our heart. Oh my Allah, guide us towards you and guide us towards that which is correct and pleasing to you. Oh my Allah, oh Allah, whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had asked for, all the goodness give it to us. Oh my Allah, whatever evil he asked protection from, protect us from it. Oh my Allah, اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين.
It may be ليلة القدر
We should try and exert ourselves, inshallah. 2 rakats of salah with the intention of tahajjud. A little bit of our own dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs, our requirements. And if we can't do this, then at least we read our masnoon duas and go to sleep. Let us not waste time talking to one another, spending time on the cell phone. Time will go like this, and we'll eat up all our rewards and all the barakat of this night. So if we are unable to engage in too much of nafil ibadat, then at least let us go to bed with the intention of waking up for tahajjud, for sari, and for fajr salah, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq.